be built up tonight. Rise up on your most holy faith. Oh, leke devosha. As you pray in the Holy Ghost, ekelian zataba, le protusa, le pratosa. Oh, we are in pastor tonight. Revelation flows freely tonight. Male kodabata, great heart rises tonight. Madina subala kata, reke devo domo le seteba, re todo, great power pouring of the Spirit. Oh,
you to this special meeting this evening. I'd like you to know that by the end of this meeting, you cannot remain the same way. I'm too sure of that. Yeah, there will be so much revelation dropping in and out in this place. Healings will take place in this place. A change of mind, a renewal of mind will happen in this place. Alright, I need you expectant. I need you expectant. So because you're here and you need anything, you need to use the toilet or something, just talk to the ushers. Whatever you need, talk to the ushers. Alright? Glory to God. Alright, like to sit. Right, I'd like to welcome you with Hebrews chapter 4, verse 2. Alright, and I'm going to be reading from the Passion Translation. The Bible says there, it says, "For we have heard the good news of deliverance, just as they did." It says, "Yet they did not join their faith with the word." I'd like you to note that. It says, "Yet they did not join their faith with the word." Alright? And then it says here, it said, "Instead, what they heard did not affect them deeply." I like that. It says, "It didn't affect them deeply, for they doubted." Listen, when the word of God comes to you, whether you understand it or not, once you see it in the scriptures, believe. Hallelujah. Yeah, believe. Believe the word. Because that's where the testimony will come from. Believe the word, that's where the results will come from. Believe the word. Anytime we doubt God's word, it will not work. Amen? So we're gathered here tonight to hear word. We're here tonight to hear the revelation of God's word. Open your heart tonight. Yeah, open your heart tonight. You came here for a reason. Let's get focused on the anointing. Let's get focused to the word. As the man of God comes to give us the word, open your heart to receive. Amen. Receive. Even if your situation you are going through right now doesn't look like what is being preached, tell yourself, "I believe God's word." Hallelujah. So it does me good. Amen. "I believe God's word. I'm going to get my testimony. I believe God's word. There will be a change. I believe God's word. Things will happen. I believe God's word." You've got to have that kind of faith in this house to receive. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Help me look at your right and your left and say, "Believe." Believe. Believe. Because that's why you're here. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory to God. Amen. Welcome someone close to you. Once again, as I leave you, help me welcome someone close to you. Thank you so much for coming. Let's get into the word. the same. Thank you.
your hands where you are. Just maybe talk in tongues. Maybe just you lift your hands where you are. You lift your hands where you are. Just lift your hands where you are. Just lift your hands where you are. Glory to God. Glory to God. Lift your hands where you are. The Bible teaches us that you can talk to your soul. David said, why are you so downcast, oh my soul? Put your hope in God. Put your hope in God. Put your hope in God. Psalm 103 says, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Forget not. You can talk to your soul. You can talk to your soul. You can say, no, I refuse to be downcast. I refuse to allow that thing to affect me. I refuse, I refuse, I refuse. When you talk God's word to yourself, you are talking to your mind, and you know that your mind is a part of your soul. He says, don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So you are talking to yourself. I refuse to be afraid. I refuse to give in to fear. I refuse to quit. I've been down, but I'm getting up. I speak to myself. I speak to myself. I've been young and I'm old. I've not seen the righteous forsaken. My seed bed bread. You speak to yourself. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you there, Lord Jesus. Thank you there, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Glory to God. Oh, glory. It's a great place to be this evening. Great place to be right now. This is a great place to be. It's a great place to be. Glory to God. So much in store for us. So much happening already in this place. So much happening already in this place. Listen, meetings like this, sometimes you don't even need to pray for healing. Just check your body and find out that the thing has gone. Just check and realize the thing that was hurting you, paining you, gone. Already just gone. Already just gone. You say, why? Because of what's available. Because of what's available. And then we're pulling much more. We're pulling much more. We're pulling so much more. Praise God.
Yeah.
Amen.
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 Amen. Glory to God. Please see that. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, dear Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. You know, in Luke chapter 5, in Luke 5, the Bible lets us know that Jesus was teaching in the 17th verse. It says the Pharisees and the doctors of the law were there. But the Bible lets us know that the power of God was present to heal. Alright, but he was teaching. Alright, then the power was available. That means even when the word is being taught, power is available. But maybe because those that were, you know, in the audience were skeptics, you know, the Pharisees and the doctors of the law, it took someone who wasn't in church at that particular time to come in much later and then get healed. If you remember the man that was brought on the stretcher by four friends. I mean, church was packed up, church was full, but this man came late and he got healed. Alright? I only said that to, you know, stress further what I said some minutes ago. Doesn't even the place of, you know, release of faith. We'll still do that together before this meeting is over. But I'm saying that just that consciousness. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. That consciousness. That consciousness of where you are. Alright? That consciousness of the environment you're in. That consciousness. Such that you're not trying to do it by your own faith alone. Because in this kind of meeting, it's not only your faith now that is present. You understand that? Alright? So please, as much attention as we could give to receive, to pull beyond the things that I'll say. I believe there will be an outpouring of the Spirit. beyond the things that I'll say, I believe there'll be communication, holy communication taking place. Don't speak into your heart. Alright? Don't walk out of here just with your jotters full. Walk out of here with something happening to you or something had happened to you. Walk out of here with that level of transformation. Do you understand what I'm saying here tonight? Glory to God. Lift your hands with me. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise. We receive all that you have in store. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. Alright, so I'll be talking about three dimensions of the Holy Spirit. But that's not the title. The title isn't three dimensions, but that's me describing how we're going to move tonight. Three dimensions of the Holy Ghost. In John chapter 4. In John 4, we find there the most classic of all encounters of Jesus Christ in the Bible was talking with the woman at the well. So maybe we'll pick it from the 10th verse of John chapter 4. So in John chapter 4, you know, from verse 10. And I love the flow of thought. I love the flow of the conversation. I love exactly what transpired in John 10. Before the 10th verse, of course, Jesus had, you know, asked the woman for water. She said, how can you, being a Jew, ask a drink of me, being a Samaritan? And the Bible adds there that for the Jews had no dealings, all right, with Samaritans. Now, the 10th verse, Jesus answered and said to her, if you knew the gift of God and who it is that speaks to you, please, I want you to follow this. All right, he's asking her for water. She says, hey, you're not supposed to talk to me. You're not supposed to talk to me. He said, if only you knew the gift of God. If you knew the gift of God and who it is that speaks to you, you would ask, where then can you find this living water? So there's a gift from God, and then there is a well, but the well needs a fetcher to draw from. Yeah? All right. Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself, as did his sons and his livestock? I love 13 and 14. You have to read this one with me. Are you ready? 1, 2, let's go. Jesus answered, everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. Verse 14 now. Whosoever drinks the water that I give them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water welling up. Whoever drinks the water that I give them will never thirst again. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them. I love this. So the woman Jesus is sitting by a well. Then the woman comes to draw from the well, and they have a conversation over water. He says, give me a drink. She says, well, you're not going to talk to me. All right. He said, well, I could give you a drink. She says, well, you don't have a fetcher. So every well needs a fetcher. You get it in a minute. Then Jesus starts telling her, if I give you a drink, if me, I give you the one I want to give you, it will become inside you a well. So a drink turns to a well. You have to get it. That's verse 14. Whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become inside them a well of water springing up into life. It gets more interesting. I'm not supposed to go further, but let me just do that for someone's sake. Verse 15. The woman said, sir, give me this water so that I won't get thirsty and have to keep coming here to draw water. I think more than one person needs that one. So it means that if you drink this water and it becomes inside you a well, then the level of independence it gives you. It means you won't come to this well again because you already have a well. So the first dimension of the Spirit is the well. There's a well. There's a well. Scripture already lets us know that the water is the Spirit, or water is a type of the Spirit. So there's a well. So Jesus is telling this woman, I'll give you eternal life. You need to also understand that the Holy Ghost is eternal life. So he said, I'll give you eternal life. So when I give this eternal life to you, something happens to you. It becomes a well inside you. You don't just now become someone wanting to receive it anymore. The moment you receive it, you become a carrier of it. The moment you receive it, you become a carrier of it.
And each time, therefore, you need that water because you own your own well. You just draw by yourself. You draw by yourself. You draw by yourself. And this really is the case with every believer. The moment you receive the eternal life, a well automatically appears inside of you. Alright? A well of the Spirit. A well by the Spirit. Naturally, what are the purposes of a well? Or what would a well do? A well serves domestic purposes. I'm sure most of us grew up with wells around our homes. Or maybe you went to the village and then there was a well. I'm sure almost everybody here at least must have used the well. And then you draw. And the well meets the needs of the house. You cook with it, I'm sure some of us have drank from it. Yeah? So you cook, you drink, you wash, you bathe. The person from the next compound comes. The person from the other compound comes. The well meets the needs, but basically domestic needs. The well that God put inside every believer has the capacity to meet every single need we're ever going to have. It's now for us to know that there's a well. Isaiah 26, verse 3. Two angles to it. We'll touch A and then we'll come back and touch B. Isaiah chapter 26, the third verse of Isaiah 26.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. You know what it says, don't you? Alright, it says, therefore, with joy, you will draw water out of the well of salvation. It gets interesting. It says, therefore, with joy, you will draw water from the well. So it refers to salvation at the well. But it says you're going to use something to draw from it. But before we go to the thing to use in drawing, let's analyze the well a little bit. We said the well is for domestic purposes. The well is for domestic purposes. So it now says this here in Isaiah 26:3. Oh, I'm quoting something wrong. Thank you. 12. What am I quoting? It'll keep him in perfect peace. Yes. Oh, okay. But they're on flow, Lucia. Yes. 12, yeah. We're back on track. Okay, we're still on track. But then, you know, I won't go. Praise God. Alright, sorry about that. It says, with joy you draw water from where? The wells of salvation. So, means salvation is a well, right? Salvation is a well. No, just this thing. Salvation is a well. So, with joy I'm going to draw water from it. So, hold on. So, I go to the back of my house because I need what I draw from it. I want to have my bath. Where do I go again? Well, I want to cook. Where do I go? Well, I want to wash. Where do I go? Alright. So, the location of the well is usually around the house. Alright? And you are the dwelling place of God, so the well is at your house. Alright? I'm using the natural to explain the spiritual. The well is always around the house. The well is always inside the house. The well is at the house. Even if it's 5 ways, still near your house. Now, salvation there, if we come better into the New Testament, we have an understanding of the fact that salvation is beyond being born again. So in Romans 10, verses 9 and 10, it says, if you believe in the heart and confess with the mouth, you will be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, verse 10, right? And then with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So we think, okay, with my mouth I make confession to being born again. And that's the truth, is that it. Because the moment I am born again, I actually enjoy the total package of God's salvation. The moment I'm born again, I enjoy the totality of God's deliverance. Now, if salvation means not just getting born again, but really is being born again, we're trying to do that to explain further. It means to be rescued. It means to be preserved. It means to be made whole. It means to prosper. So, if with the heart man believes, and then with the mouth confession is made unto salvation, that means that the well of salvation has my prosperity inside it. The well of salvation has my healing inside it. The well of salvation has my preservation inside it. Please understand this. What about well? Well, your own well. Proverbs 4:23 says, guard your heart, because out of your heart will come the forces of life. Once again, it means from your wealth, all the forces that you want can come out of it. You gotta get this. So the first operation, dimension of the Spirit in relation with the believer is the well dimension. And Jesus said, if I give you this water, you will never thirst again. Why would Jesus be so emphatic? Because he knows that once you have the Holy Ghost, you have everything. Now, when you and I feel we don't have everything, I mean, Pat Harrison, you know, Kenneth Higgins' daughter, she always said, well, she still says, she said, the Holy Ghost is everything the Word said he will be. The Holy Ghost is everything the Lord said he will be. She said, if he is not everything the Word said he will be, it's because you are not allowing him to be what the Word said he will be. Sorry, I need to say that again. Alright? I said, Pat Harrison will say that the Holy Ghost is everything the Word said he will be. The Holy Ghost is everything the Lord said he will be. If he is not everything to you that the Lord said he will be, it's because you are not allowing him. For instance, the Holy Ghost is referred to as your comforter. But how many of us many times get into depression? Where was the comforter? Oh, but the Holy Ghost is our counselor. But how many times do we lose direction, need direction, make one horrible mistake after the other? Where then was the counselor? The Holy Ghost is our strengthener. But very many times we need strength. We're wicked. We want to do great things for God, big things for God, but we seem not to have the energy to carry them through. But then there is someone who is the comforter. There is someone who is the counselor. There is someone who is the advocate, strengthener, standby, intercessor. The Holy Ghost is all of that. So if Jesus said it will be all of that, then he is all of that. Anybody getting that? So he's not that, oh, Holy Ghost, come and be to me my counselor. No, he is. If he doesn't do it, he denies himself. And he cannot deny himself. So he is to us what the Word said he is. Do you understand? You are my comforter. You are my counselor. You are my strengthener. So I might need strength in the house this evening or whatever time anybody might be streaming from. You might want to say, you are the strength of my life. 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 I'm strengthened. I'm strengthened with might by you. By you. You know, Paul said, you're strengthened with might by God's Spirit. So he is the strengthener. I'm strengthened with might by you. By you in my inner man. I'm strengthened. I'm strengthened. You feel weak in your body? I'm strengthened. I'm strengthened. The psalmist said, the Lord is the strength of my life. You're not hoping, oh God, I just don't know, I'm tired. These days I just easily get tired. The more you say it, the more you establish it. It is a reality in the realm of this girl, but then you keep establishing, but that's not what you want. There is a strength now. There's a strength now. There's a strength now. I know you feel confused, but there is a counselor. Someone who knows better than everybody around us put together. Now, he would use the people around us. He could speak through the people around us. But he's there for you and I to acknowledge his presence. I am not without counsel. I am not without counsel. I am not without comfort. I am not without strength. I am not without wisdom. In me is the counselor. In me is the comforter. In me is the strengthener. In me. In me. In me. Glory to God. Glory to God. So the Bible says it is a well of salvation. So it says there is a well. Jesus says there's a well. I love, let's. We can quickly. You know, that John, you know, the 14th verse of that John 4. Maybe we'll use the Message translation. You know, first time I saw this, I had to go check what the thing meant. And I loved what I saw. John 4. Alright, so 13 and 14 are together, so I could just read. Jesus said, anyone who drinks this water will get thirst again and again. Anyone who drinks the water I give will never thirst. Not very emphatic statement. It will not thirst, not ever. The water I give will be an artesian spring within. Gushing fountains of endless life. It will be an artesian spring. You know, when King James uses the word well, once again, we stay in context and think of conga, well. But you find some other translations, they use the word fountain. A fountain is separate from a well in that a fountain doesn't have start and stop. So the word actually there is a fountain. Because the context Jesus is using here, he speaks from the Psalms, where he says that in you is the fountain of life. That's the context of the conversation. In you is the fountain of life. So the fountain of life moves into you, and inside you appears a fountain. That means inside every believer right now is a self-generating fountain. Because that is what an artesian spring is. It's gushing water from within the earth. It rushes out from within the earth. It bubbles out from within the earth. Can you imagine the amount of energy that is within you? Know that Ephesians 3 verse 20 says unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly according to the power that is at work within. That well in you is energetic. That well in you is not dormant. That well in you is alive. That well in you is a force. Because we'll get to the next one very soon, and that's the river. So we're used to John 7 where Jesus said, out of you shall flow rivers of living water. But even the well is forceful. The well is energetic. The well is strong. In you is the spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead. And Romans chapter 6 says that Jesus was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father. That means in you is the glory of the Father. Inside you. Inside you. Knowing that we all with unveiled faces beholding as in a glass the glory of God. So the glory is in me. Then I'm looking into the glory. What else? I just become myself. But all that is you understanding there is a well. Because the context is this. If you don't realize you have a well and cultivate it, you'll keep looking to drink from other people's well. In Genesis 26, the Bible lets us know that Isaac went to redig the wells that were dug in the days of Abraham. And the Philistines strove with him. Life will keep striving sometimes and keep drinking from other people's well. There's a time to own the revelation. When Kenneth Copeland began to preach Kenneth Hagin's messages, he wasn't saying Hagin said. He digested it so much of what Kenneth Copeland was saying. But there was one time Copeland preached somewhere and Kenneth Hagin was there. Right after the service, Hagin walked up to him and said, great preaching. I mean, so solid for us. I said, thank you, sir. He said, you could have at least changed the title of the message. Copeland said, God gave you the title. There's nothing better I can find. And that's the simple truth. He preached everything word for word plus title. Jerry Savelle was impacted by Kenneth Copeland. Jerry Savelle heard so much of Copeland, preach Copeland word for word. When Jerry Savelle heard Kenneth Hagin for the first time, he said, who is this man copying Kenneth Copeland? He didn't know it was the reverse. He didn't know it was the reverse. Listen, you can listen to someone till you own the revelation. That means you began by drinking from their well and it became your well. It wasn't just my pastor said, it's now I know. It wasn't just someone told me, it's now I know. Now I understand how to get the revelation. I understand how to get the direction because I'm drinking my well. Because if it's not your well, the Philistines will keep coming. Even when it's your well, the Philistines will come. But you now know how to dig. And you know how to dig. And then you know how to dig. You always know how to reflect. Do you understand what this thing is? So every believer here, you and I, guys, we need to give attention to the basics. While you're looking for advance, sometimes there's no advance. The advance is just understanding the basics very well. That's what it is. Alright? Someone who is an expert in playing golf doesn't now play golf in the air. It's still the same golf. The same method. It just now becomes an expert at doing the very simple thing he was doing before. Person who plays tennis is the same tennis, but they became experts at it. So how well are you checking your life of faith? When last did you believe you received and saw it happen? If it's not, if it's too far in between, then walk on your well. Do you hear what I said? Walk on your well. Dig your well. Listen, when I come to your house, you give me water. The same way when I maybe pray a prayer of agreement and all that with you, I am giving you from my well. But when I'm not available, on the other hand, when you walk on your own well, it blesses your own household. Meaning when people are around you, they can drink from you. So you need prayer, take. You need take. The Holy Ghost said, I tell you. Somebody says, I perceive, take. You can give your visitors from your well. But after a while, they need to dig their own well. Anybody getting that? So dig your well. Oh, dig your well. Give attention to digging. Through prayer, through meditation, through paying attention to basic teachings of God's word. Dig your well. Is this part clear? Are you sure it's clear? So how clear are you on the authority of the believer? How clear are you on the fruits of the Spirit? On the gifts of the Spirit? On walking in love? On being led by the Spirit? These basics of Christianity. How clear are you on these topics? It's easy to, run after life. The thing you pursue, and all of us unconsciously pursue on the outside, Bible says when you guard your heart, they will come from inside you. Out of it will flow the forces of life. It means inside you is prosperity. Healing is inside you. Wisdom is inside you. Everything you need is inside you. Oh, but it's coming from outside. No, there's a force within that attracts it. So dig your well. Glory to God. But it says with joy you will draw water from that well. If you've ever tried looking at yourself in a bowl of water, as long as the bowl is not disturbed, your vision is clear. But once anything happens to that bowl, the ripples, vision is affected. Vision is affected. So many times, because of the lack of joy, believers are unable to draw effectively from the well. So it says, with joy. You need to drink from this well, but it takes joy to pour. Oh, I love what happened to David in 1 Samuel 30. Alright, Ziklag has been burnt up, wives and children captive. They had a pursuit. Before that, anyway, the men were so angry, they said they were going to stone him. They cried, they said we'll stone him. But you know the story, David encouraged himself. David had to get himself in the right position to hear well. And you find out this. The devil sometimes tries to trip you, get on to get you angry, get on to feel less of yourself, get on, and because we're too full of ourselves, we get carried away by those things, and then we lose the sensitivity of the next decision you want to make. That anger is not important. It's a distraction. That bitterness is not important. It's a distraction. It will take us off where we're going. And then you run a wrong race thinking you're on the right track. Oh, but not anymore. So with joy you will draw water. With joy you will draw water. With joy. James chapter 1 verse 2 says, beloved, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. It doesn't make sense. The word temptations there means tests and trials. It means when things are hard. When things are tough, count it all joy. How do I do that? Count it all joy. Someone just hit my car. Count it all joy. Alex, if you don't understand whatever they are saying there, count. Joy number one. Then you go to the office, the door just pulled your cloth and then put a hole in it. Everybody passed through those doors before? They just put a hole in your cloth. Joy number two. Something else goes wrong. He says, joy number three. Why? Count it joy. To count means you consider it. It means it doesn't look like joy. It doesn't sound like joy. It doesn't talk like joy. It doesn't behave like joy, but I will call it joy. I'm going to call it joy. Because when I call it joy, I will see the joy. Why? The issue is, this is a distraction I want to draw from the well of salvation. I need direction of what next to do. So if I'm going to be bothered, that's why Bible in Philippians 4 was saying, be anxious for nothing. Take care about nothing. Don't care about anything. Are you saying I should be carefree? Yeah. That's what Paul said. I didn't say. He said, care for nothing. Be careful about nothing. Take care. No. Why? Peter said, casting all your care, all your anxiety, all your worry on him. You know what it means to cast? To fling it. To throw it. The thoughts will come back. What do? Cast it. He didn't say cast your responsibility. But he said cast your care. Alright, Jesus said, take no thought what to eat or what to drink. So when your wife now comes and says, what are we eating tonight? Jesus said, take note. Alright, so you know that's not it, right? Jesus said, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Hey, what we eat. Hey, how we do it. Hey, what's going to happen? If you can do that, you can meditate. Switch the content from worry and put God through there. All is working together for my good. Everything is turning around for me. Things are going my way. Things are aligning. I'm aligned. I'm sensitive. I'm hearing the voice of the Spirit. Why? I've got to draw water. So we draw. Count it out, John. Count it out, John. So I'm going to draw. Draw. Why is John important? It is count it all joy. Okay, let's go back to James 1 and 2. Alright, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. Alright, the third verse now says in James 1 3 that the trying of your faith would work out patience. That means my faith, alright, knowing this, that the trying of your faith will work out patience, that means when my faith is tried, God is not trying my faith, but your faith will be tried. Alright? When your faith is being tried. Now, in America and all these places, there are those we call the first responders. Alright? The medics, the paramedics. Something goes wrong, they show up. Alright? Your first responder is John. Something goes wrong, first response, John. Something goes wrong, first response, John. Something goes wrong, first response. Is it going to be easy? No, but it's the word. First response, joy. You might not have to scream or shout, but I think you can go, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. First response. Why? The trying of your faith to work out patience. Let patience have a perfect work. So you will be energized through the process. Number one. Number two. Nehemiah chapter 8 verse 10 says, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Have you ever had a challenge face you and it been paralyzed you? The answer might be yes. Those things just weaken you. The way that email or SMS just showed up. Maybe you were even busy lifting your hands in worship. You saw the SMS and your hand came down. You've been there. You're like, what is this? First response. Glory to God. I don't understand this, but glory to God. I really don't understand this. But in everything. Not some things. First response. Why? Because the way to draw from this well is joy. And that well is there. That well is in you. That well is in me. I'm going to draw with joy. Woo! Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I remember 2006, you know, I was in Jebu. So they, you know, church was soon to start, but God had said, no church yet, start a weekly meeting. I wasn't fasting, but I did not eat for like 3 days. So there was no food. But I was not fasting. But I just had no eating. I remember I danced in the spirit on empty stomach before. If you're not careful, your eyes will turn, eh? Then now, that's when you now switch from they told me to do it in church to I understand the power behind it. You hear what I said? You will switch. Your brain will reset from woo in church service to. So I prayed about direction on how to go about it, and I knew my heart, like the Lord told me, rejoice on every stomach. Glory to God. Glory to God. You do small, you bounce back. You do small, you bounce back. Then suddenly, and thank God for the energy of the Spirit. And it happens. Sometimes you don't feel like praying and you stagger, then energy shows up. He's the strength now. He's the strength now. So you do small, you bounce back. Do small, you bounce. Then I let myself loose. Oh! On empty stomach. Glory to God. I'm not sure I did that like 5 or 10 minutes. I knew the next step to take. I needed a name to call the fellowship. I got the answer. But the Lord said, rejoice. And I've been praying. You know, sometimes the prayer tank is high. I mean, the prayer tank is high, but the praise tank is low. At midnight, Paul and Silas, they prayed. Then they sang praises. They They pray. Then they sang praises. They pray. Now that's not a word for everybody's situation right now, but that's a word for someone here tonight. You pray. You pray. Give thanks. Bible says that Abraham was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. It energizes your faith. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. That's strong in faith. And you realize that at that particular time, utterances will start coming. You might not have a word to speak to that situation. You might not want to. What did you just do? You just drew from the well of salvation. Sometimes we're waiting. Many times we're waiting. Waiting for the situation to change before we rejoice. No. You got it reversed. You rejoice first. Oh, you rejoice first. Paul was writing to the Ephesian church. And he said they need to understand what the will of the Lord is. And what's the will of the Lord? Do not be drunk with wine. Don't be drunk with wine. Don't be drunk with wine. Ephesians 5:18. Do not be drunk with wine wherein is excess. But be filled. What's that about the first dimension of the spirit? Don't be drunk with wine wherein is excess, wherein is dissipation. Is that speaking to yourselves? This is different from Colossians chapter 3. Colossians 3 says speaking to one another. We'll get there soon. This one says speak to yourself. So I can speak to myself in Psalms. I can speak to myself in hymns and spiritual songs. I can say it to myself. Oh, I remember back then, so that's 2006. That whole period was really quite interesting. And then right there, I can sing a little bit. I can lift certain tunes. But not everybody can. Sometimes you cannot really sing for people to like or hear. But doesn't mean you can't sing to God. Alright? And doesn't mean you can't say what was rising up in your heart. But words were coming inside. You know, when God leads you to a place like Ijebu in 2006, and then your mind is asking who sent you here. Alright? Money is asking who sent you here. Everybody is asking who sent you here. And everything looked dark and black and bleak. But right there, in the place of fellowship with the Holy Ghost, words are rising. And I gave it meaning. Melody, rather. I've been through shadow times before. I can go through shadow times again. And by your light, I walk through the... And I just began to sing. It wasn't singing praise worship. Oh, Tisha. Mama, Tisha. Oh, God. Mama, Tisha. Nice. But that's not what I'm saying. Sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. In the singing of it, my mind was enlightened. So it was a revelation I was singing. Please understand that. It's like you're going for an appointment and you don't know why you just felt singing. Not a song you've ever heard before. No matter what they do, everything will be okay. No matter what they do, and you sang that till you got there, and then you got there and they turned you down. Keep singing. Because what happened to you was a word of wisdom. You were on your way to be disappointed, and the Holy Ghost supplied direction before it happened. So the thing reduces the energy of your bounce to the ground. Because they are pushing it. So what you do is pick that same song. Now sing it. And then you keep singing it. Thank you, Lord. No matter what they do, everything. And you keep singing. You say, what's the next step? The Holy Ghost knows the next step. Many times you want to calculate 10 steps ahead. Follow one. Listen, if a car is parked in this compound, and you want to drive from here to Ajah, if you turn your headlamps on here, you will not see Ajah. Light travels by movement. What do I mean? When you turn out, you see the road. Then you turn, you see the road. Then the further you go, the more of the road you will see. You can't stand here and say, headlights, show me Ajah. He won't show you Ajah. But with each step you take, you see more. Listen, there are different operations with how the Spirit leads us. When Abraham sent a servant to go get a wife for Isaac, his son, the servant said, I being on the way, the Lord led me. So you could be on the way and then the Lord leads you. Then when Paul was, converted, like we say, in Acts chapter 9, the Lord said to him to go into the city and further instructions to be given to him.
One was on the way the Lord led him. The other, go to where you are going, will tell you more. Are you getting that? So you cannot force how the Lord leads you. You follow how he leads you. You didn't get that. You don't force the rhythm. You follow the rhythm. How is he leading me right now? What am I perceiving right now? What am I sensing in my heart right now? You follow what the Lord is saying to you. Do you understand this? So you draw from the well. Glory to God. Glory to God. Be not drunk with wine, but be filled with the Spirit. Don't be drunk with wine, but be filled with the Spirit. Don't be drunk with wine. Let's replace sweet filled with get drunk. Don't be drunk with wine, but get drunk. Get drunk on the Holy Ghost. Do you know a drunkard is not aware of his environment? A drunkard can sleep in the gutter and think he's on the bed. That means the more we are full of the Spirit, the less we will be feeling the interactions with the life.
Although the fig tree will not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vine, the labor of the olive is failing, the fields yield no meat, the flock, they are cut off from the fold, and there is no herd, only you. Something is wrong with this person. Something is fundamentally wrong with you. Well, let's see verse 6. Yet. Wait. After all of that. He should go for deliverance. Oh, but with joy.
I need a fetcher. So the water is there, but the fetcher is not a physical fetcher, because this world doesn't have a physical fetcher. Why don't you use it something? Joy. I mean, it means that they cut down your salary. They promise to promote you, then they call it down. Then your landlord, because you didn't greet him or come for his son's wedding, gave you 2 weeks' notice. And you almost have to remind yourself that Lana doesn't I came from where we fight. Forget where you fight. Don't fight. You will win what you want in the natural, but you might lose why God allowed that thing to happen to you. So be careful what you're always fighting. I know my rights. Some rights, you need them where they are. Because it might be a distraction. So you will win your rights back in the natural, you miss what God was in you. So you don't fight for things, you get direction. Be led. I like the story of Joseph. We could have done prison break for Joseph. Let's go and rescue him. We have the covenant of Abraham. And I'm sure it will work. Abraham with 318 men went to fight kings. So what couldn't the sons of Jacob do to go and rescue their brother if they had repented? Anyway, they sold him. But if they had rescued him, they could have just truncated the plan of God. That agenda was being unfolded. Leave it there. Was it God's plan? No. But Bible eventually said that until the word of God tried him. So the process has started. Sometimes, you want to be good to someone and the Holy Ghost says no. But why would God tell you not to be good to someone? Because you might have told the person something to do and the person is in disobedience. So he doesn't want you funding disobedience. Once the person corrects the thing, everything lines up. But the person is in disobedience. Or you now sentimentally, emotionally want to help. God says, I didn't send you. Because I know what I said to the person. I know what I told the person. Someone plans a party. And the Holy Ghost says, don't plan party. But the person plans party. The person invites you to party. But because you're the person's friend, you now attend party. And the Holy Ghost is telling you not to go. But because the person is your friend, and you now sentimentally attended the party that was not supposed to go. But nothing happened though. He had the rice, danced the dance, took the picture, went back home. But there was something else God wanted to do that day. But you were in the wrong place. Can't God just be with me and send me and just in any way I find myself? And God said to Elijah, go down to the brook, Cherith. For there I have commanded rivers to feed you. Meaning if you're in the brook Kindron, there's no river there. And that one dried up and he said, go to Zarephath. Then I commanded the raven to feed you. If you go to Jericho, you're on your own. And now that raven, widow, she'll die. Because she'll now eat her food and die. Because you decided to do something else. I'm led by the Spirit. I'm yielded to the Spirit. I'm led by the Spirit. I'm yielded to the Spirit. I'm always on time. I'm at the right place, at the right time, with the right people, doing the right thing, and I get the right result. I'm at the right place, at the right time, doing the right thing, with the right set of people, and I get the right result. I'm at the right place, at the right time, with the right people, doing the right things, and I get the right result. Glory to God. So this man said, yes, with everything happening, I will rejoice. See the connector now. I will joy in the God of... See joy and salvation meeting themselves again. With joy you draw water from the well of salvation. So he said, I'm going to rejoice. Oh, it looked like it was bad, but glory to God. 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 Why do the nations rage? And the people imagine great things, and they set themselves against God and against the anointed one. The Bible says that he that sits in heaven will laugh. Sometimes you laugh not because you feel like laughing. But when you look at what God said, and look at what the devil is saying, he says, ah, ah, ah. So we do three of those things. So you're ready to laugh. But hold on. Once again, so you preach from church, so this is God's word. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we're like them that dream. Our mouth was filled with laughter. Our voice is singing. Hear what I'm saying? Hear me. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Our mouth was filled with laughter. Our voice is singing. So captivity was turned and supernaturally we're laughing. But I can reverse the process. I can laugh to turn the captivity. You hear me? The Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, then our mouth was filled with laughter. I can start by laughing. That's what Habakkuk was saying here. I will rejoice. I means it is a decision. I means I chose to do it. I means I understand the power within this thing. I will rejoice. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The 19th verse says, and the Lord will make my feet like hind feet. That means he will set you over that situation. He will set you over that circumstance. So what do you do? Listen. Ha ha, glory to God. Ha ha ha. Ha ha. Listen. Sometimes you laugh, you don't even know why. Don't laugh, fool. Because you never know what's happening behind the scenes. You know, there's a movie that is happening behind. Alright? Angels are walking behind the scenes. Things are happening behind the scenes. And behind the scene is always peace. That's when they're mixing the ingredients. That's when they're doing all the things they're doing. So I don't see it, but I know my laughter is working for them. Assisting them. My laughter is aiding them. My laughter is moving them. So many are here in health condition, in finance, in relationship. Who will marry me? Who will marry me? I have two friends. Alright, we had a meeting, camp meeting many years ago, and there was this, you know, joy atmosphere going on, and they were dancing and laughing in the spirit. In the spirit, you know, the guy laughed from here, the lady laughed from there. And they laughed and they were standing beside each other. But he didn't talk to anybody who was going on yet. We just laughed now. Now church laugh. Just ha 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 ha. Do you know that the level of glory that shows on you when you laugh? Yeah. Because it's not comedy. And listen, the church, we replaced gold with brass. So for us to laugh now, we need comedians. No, the joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord. For us to see glory clouds now, we don't know what it is. We have smoke in church now. No. There's something called glory. The cloud of God. Glory. Sometimes you don't see it. You don't know there's something happening here. So you might want to look at that thing and just say, okay, for the benefit of someone that needs blessing, this is simple blessing. Start with Jesus said, you know, she said, our father said that on this mountain is a place of worship. You Jews say it's Jerusalem. Mountain is a location. Jerusalem is another location. Note that. Jesus said, neither on the mountain nor Jerusalem. Alright? He now says, God is spirit. They that worship him must worship him. And he mentioned a third location. So there's the mountain, Jerusalem, spirit. So David danced with all of his might because that's all he had. You are now recreated. Alright? Bible says we're the circumcision who worship God. So you can have a new type of that. That's why some people don't understand. When I tell them, you can't come and be doing this as a worship leader in church. Yeah, I don't understand that thing. It's worldly dance. And I think the church is standing against those things. Don't bring worldly dance into the church. It's for the world. I mean, when he was Yahweh back then, pre Yahweh for Jesus, he can't work. You can't give Yahweh to Jesus. It's an insult. Yahweh was simply dancing, dancing, MAGA page. How do you carry that and insult Jesus with it? There's a better dance. We are from Mount Zion. If you don't know what a dance, check your spirit. It could be as simple as one step. You know, I we had this Holy Ghost meeting. Nike, slim dark Nike. Baptist Fellowship, right? He had a way of always hijacking us for Holy Ghost meetings back then. And this lady was dancing Miniki. She must have danced for over 30 minutes or more. Unstoppable. So it wasn't Miniki because we had no beats. She was just in one corner. She kept on dancing. They had to take her home like that. There's a dance in the spirit. Listen, because battles are fought in the spirit. You cannot carry human dance to fight spiritual battles. You carry the wrong weapon. You carry spiritual dance to fight spiritual battle. David did what he could do with his ability. You switch into the spirit. If all you can do is one leg, just thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. If that's all you can do, it's same, it's better, it's holy. And then you focus on them. Too many times we focus on the people around us who are busy laughing. It's a distraction. You didn't come to church to laugh. You came to get impacted. So that they laugh, there's a dance. Then of course you know there's a shout. But then they're singing. They're singing. Sing with me. Thank you, Lord. You can sing, don't worry. Sing. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
You are good to me.
You are good to me.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
You are good to me.
You are good to me.
Hold on. You've given me the victory. You've been my strength each day.
You've been my strength.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Where do you think that song came from? Are you understanding? When I said hold on, I was sensing more was coming. So I wanted to kneel, but you followed so something. Thank you, Lord. But what I wanted to do was you sing 1, 2, 3 lines after me, then see another thing is coming beyond what me I'm telling you to say. Start singing now. That's how you start singing. You are faithful. Sometimes you start with the one you know. But you are open. You move from the known to the unknown. And songs of victory will rise. Songs of victory will rise. Songs of comfort. No, I don't sang it because I felt like, no. You just know there's assurance in what you were singing. Then you enter prophecy with it. Don't come on, sing. Just go ahead, sing. Everybody can sing. Sing it to yourself. Sing it to yourself. Thank you, Lord. 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 Ah. Glory to God. 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 With tears from your eyes, you can still sing. With tears from your eyes, you can still sing. With hurt in your emotions, you can still sing. Because God has come from your emotions. You're singing. It's from within you. Rising from within you. Rising from within you. And it comes to minister to you. Such that you are done singing and you are whole. You are done singing, you are comforted. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, praise of God. Glory to God. Let me stop you. So we thought three of them quickly. It wasn't as quick as I thought, anyway. Please chance it. Please see that if you can. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So I'll run through the last two. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. But say, I will rejoice.
I will rejoice.
Do you believe it? Even when there's no drama. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So there's the well. But then there's the river. And Jesus in John 7 said, you know, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and let him drink. And as the scripture said, out of his belly will flow rivers of living water. This take he of the Holy Spirit, whom those that believe in him will receive. For the Spirit has not yet been given, because Jesus has not yet been glorified. So in John 4, he talked about the well. And I said, the well is primarily for domestic purposes. Then he talked about the river. And he said, the Holy Ghost. So we know the Holy Ghost obviously is still the well. They call it eternal life. So it's the well, the river. But a river goes beyond towns and cities. It travels through regions and even nations. So when we talk about the river dimension, is when a believer's capacity consistently widens to be a blessing to others. And every believer has a river. Every believer is a river. But you find out that what excites us most of the time are selfish prayers, selfish living, where my faith projects are primarily getting my needs met. So you find us damming up the river, not allowing it to be a blessing to other people because of the things we think we're going through. Some, on the other hand, yield more to the river and don't give attention to themselves. That's why you might say, oh, when I pray for people, they easily get healed, but me, I don't get healed when I pray for myself. It means, one, prime your own well. You say, oh, but this healing evangelist died of sickness. Why? Because they ministered by the anointing to heal. But what would they live by? The just shall live by his faith. You drink from your well, you minister from the river. In as much as you give people around you from the well around to drink from, you live primarily from your own well. You could prophesy cars as a pastor to people and never get a car for a year. And it's not because they don't love you. You just shall live by faith. So you live by faith. You deal with symptoms, sickness, disease. Reverend Makankis, when his wife was told by the doctor many years ago, about 30 years ago or so, that he had inoperable brain tumor, he left her in the hospital and said, I need to go home and fix something. The fix was he needed to go and meditate. And she understood, so she didn't feel, no, he must stay. And she understood. The man came back the next day and spoke to the thing. And thank God for the level of understanding they had in their own well. When they were wheeling this woman into the operation theater, she was laughing in the spirit. They are wheeling you in to go and operate on you. You are laughing in the spirit. You must be drunk. You must be seriously drunk. And yet, on the new wine. Because that's what it does to you. You are not filled with the medical report anymore. You are filled with the power and the ability of God. It's still your thoughts. You've seen it. You've seen the air. And they were going to begin the whole process and whatever and whatever. And they said the thing is gone. They can't find it. Oh, it's just supernatural. Just supernatural. Because many times you lose faith in the well you carry out, hoping for someone to help you. Listen, when you walk on your well, and I walk on my well, will be a better blessing to each other. You didn't hear what I just said? But then, like I said, there's a river. There's a river. There's a river. Second dimension. I gotta run so we can enter the third. The third one is beyond us. It's a rain. It's a rain of the Spirit. It's a rain of the Spirit. And you see that in the history of the church. The great awakenings that have happened. In Acts 2, you find the day of Pentecost when he fully came and they were gathered together in one accord in one place. Then there was a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting, and it appeared upon each one of them cloven tongues like as a fire. Satan. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues and spirit. There was just that rain of the Spirit. And they began to manifest like drunk people. And they said, oh, these people must be drunk. Peter said, these men are not drunk as you suppose, because it's just 9 a.m. in the morning. He said, but this is what Joel prophesied. And he began to quote Joel that in the last days, I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Old men will dream this. He was talking about the rain, not the well, not the river. In James chapter 5, verse 7, James said, be patient, therefore, brethren, for the coming of the Lord. He said, a husbandman will wait first because he's waiting for the harvest of the precious fruit of the earth. So the Lord is waiting for harvest. He said, but he will wait until the time of the rain. The former rain, the latter rain. He will wait. He will wait. He will wait. Be patient, therefore, brethren. Up to the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman, the Lord, is waiting for the precious fruit of the earth. But he has long patience for a while. He's waiting for something. Until he sees the early and the latter rain. There are two rains every year in Israel. The early rain, the latter rain. So they understand what this thing is. The latter rain is the rain of harvest. Oh, in Acts chapter 10, verse 44, the Bible says, while Peter yet speak, the Holy Ghost fell on them that heard. It was just rain. And listen, the three dimensions are what will key the church. Key. Key. Key us in. Because over time, there have been mighty moves of God. Oh. One of the great awakenings that happened in America. Some four boys, if I remember the story correctly, they took out time to pray. I think it was every noon or so to pray. Four young boys. And then they prayed. And just prayed. And prayed. And spent time praying. And something began to boom, to boom, to grow from there. Until an awakening burst through. People were coming to that noontime prayer meeting. And it kept on spreading. Till that axis. The story is having that when ships are coming to harbor, when they hit like it's like 1,000 miles or something to harbor, everybody on the ship gets born again automatically. No preacher. Nobody preaches. And then they start screaming, anybody here a preacher? Anybody here a preacher? Nobody preached to anybody. It was just the move of God. It was just the move of God. Some of you have read God's journal before, Evan Roberts. When he saved the presence of God in that entire axis, that even when skeptics come to the city, they come and cast the oar. They didn't enter the service. They landed in the city. The oar of God touches them. They repent where they are. They go back with the fire of God to where they're coming from. They didn't get to the city. They didn't get to the venue. Oh, such rain of the Holy Ghost. Such rain of the Holy Ghost. Such rain of the Holy Ghost. And in Acts 2, Peter said, this is that which Joel prophesied. But the Amplified said, this is the beginning. If Acts 2 was the beginning, there must have been a middle somewhere. Then there's an ending somewhere. And I think we're close to the end of it. So the church needs the rain. But you can't stay with the rain without the well. Because there's now that move. People leave their businesses. Oh, dear Lord. When Charles Gini goes to town, business is shut down. Theater shuts down. The circus cannot perform. Hey, did you hear what I just said? One man entered a city and he shut down. God put you in an organization, and rather than you unleashing the rain of the Spirit, you were chasing money every day. We need to realign our kingdom priority. Can't take that money to heaven. Because there's enough well here. There's enough river here. And we can pull down the rain. Can pull down the rain. Over vicinities, over places, we can pull down. Men have done this thing. And God wants to stir us up again. No one has Zechariah chapter 10, verse 1 says, ask ye of the Lord rain. Ask for rain in the time of the latter rain. He said, the Lord will make bright clouds and he will pour down rain to every grass. Rain. This prayer for rain is not prayer for food. This prayer for rain is not prayer for money. This prayer is not prayer for marriage. It's prayer for the rain. It's not a mighty move of the Spirit beyond any man. Great ministries, and many people from here will still rise up to have great ministries. Great ministries carry mighty river, but mighty river is not the rain. There was a deeper light move in the 80s, but it didn't affect or combat the whole of Nigeria. There are many denominations springing and spreading of many Pentecostal denominations spreading all over the world. But there's corruption every day. The rain. When it's time for the rain, the smoker cannot smoke. Because where he is in his bedroom, conviction hits him. It was not your river that got there. Oh, he said, the Lord will make bright clouds and send rain to every grass. Every grass. Every grass. So you need to switch many times from that selfish personal prayer. And switch. Because already, the things you need, your wealth has solved it. So you with joy, you draw water from your well. But then you allow out of your belly to flow rivers of living water to bless many people that you know and don't know, because rivers are translocational. And then you pray for the rain. Rain, Lord. Rain. 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 I got to Jabude 2006. I need my heart. I said, I'm here because of people praying here. I've met more than one set of persons telling me, we're praying. When you landed, we knew you an answer to our prayer. I knew my heart. I said, no. People pray. I came. I have a new assignment right now. I know I'm an answer to prayer. Where can he be found? You know, where the Rhema Bible Training Center is, you know, right there in Tulsa, Oklahoma. It was told later that a person used to go into that place to pray. The person had prayed that ministry out. Prayed that ministry through. So the Lord knows, listen, in the river rain dimension, you don't even know why God is asking to pray for your fellow sister. You don't know what she's going through, you don't know what's happening to her. But when you keep saying, my own needs, I don't know, my own needs, I don't know, that selfishness shuts us down. Shuts us down. Oh, but it's the spirit of prayer. And a word person is a prayer person. Because the Bible makes it clear in Ephesians 6, they say, praying always. Praying always, all prayer and supplication in the spirit. Praying always. Praying always. Pray. I'm not saying you must form prayer group. Sometimes the greatest prayers are the solo prayers. Nobody saw you, nobody heard you, nobody watched you. You just pray. Just pray. You just pray. You just pray. There's a man called Phil Haverson. He's gone on to be with the Lord many years ago. Very instrumental in the life of Kenneth Hagin. Many big names you want to mention. Kenneth Copeland, Billy Brim. I mean, Billy Brim's daughter was sharing a story how that she needed to relocate. I think they had like an 8 or 10 hour, 14 hour drive. You know the way they used to drive in those places. And then they had this very small car. And they had to stop their load, the remaining, into the car. And herself, her husband, and her firstborn, they had to squeeze themselves in. She said they started the trip, ended it. It was as if she didn't sit in that car, like she sat in a cushioned environment. It was the most comfortable ride she had ever had. And it didn't look like it was a car. We didn't squeeze ourselves in like we felt. They got to the new house. Their phone rang. It was Phil Haverson. She said, how did we know? How did you know we're here? How did you know how to find us? Of course, the man is by the Spirit. He said, how was your journey? She said, it was wonderful. He said, I know, I carried you all through. I carried you all through. From the start of the journey, he just knew he said, stop praying. Make it comfortable. Pray all through. Haverson was praying in one room. They had a minister's conference. A preacher was in the next room, dying. 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 His wife was there beside him, kneeling, crying, God help us. God help us. While Haverson was pacing the floor back and forth, he walked through the wall to the next room. Laid hands on this man, got him up, walked back, and kept on praying. But Ken Hagin Jr., Pastor Hagin, told the story of Haverson too. Before there was ever a Rhema Bible Church. Said we're praying. I mean, Haverson walked up to him and said, there's a base for this ministry. Cut out that word of God. You know, pray that there's a base. The man picks things. Just knows it. Let's rise. How? Praying always. Praying always. Praying always. More things he wants us to see. More things he wants us to know. That the seemingly legitimate things of this life will keep pulling us down. More people to be a blessing to. But the seemingly legitimate things, even the distractions of this life, will keep pulling us down. But let's rise. Let's dig that well. Let's let the river flow. And let's ask for the rain. Dig the well. Drink from it. Drink from it.
Drink from it. Drink from it. Drink from it. Oh, you'll be amazed how that, if only you allow yourself to begin to minister to a fellow Christian, you'll be surprised at what will happen. The level of utterance that wants to come out of you. Words of knowledge. Words of wisdom. Tongues and interpretation of tongues. Through you. Through you. Through you. God wants to speak to people through you. God wants to bless people through you. God wants to touch people through you. Say me. 1 Corinthians 12 from verse 7. Begins to talk to us about the gifts of the Spirit. Say the manifestation of the Spirit is given unto every man to profit everybody. So if I'm every man, then there's a gift of the Spirit that should flow through me to bless someone else. Thank you, Lord. Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Pray in the Spirit, please. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The well, the river, and the rain. The well, the river, and the rain. The well, the river, and the rain. There is a well. There is a river. There is rain. There is a well. There is the river. There is the rain. There is the well. You drink from it. There's a river. You let it flow. There's a rain. You ask. There's a well. You drink from it. River. You let it flow. The rain. You ask. You can ask for it over a location. You can ask for it over a nation. Rain. William J. Seymour said he prayed 5 hours for 2.5 years. And after that, he said, God, what next? Said the Lord, said to him, pray more. And he made it 7 hours for the next 1.5 years. And something broke loose. Canadian prayed for about 2 years. And then one particular day he prayed 5 hours, 45 minutes, he hit a gusher. And then the Holy Ghost said to him, there will be a revival at the end of World War II. And then the healing revival in America. That was rain. If you read the accounts of that healing revival, they said it was, I think healing was easy almost everywhere. It was almost easy for people to start healing ministries. It was rain. God had made Hagin pray. God had made a number of people. They just pray. They pray beyond their own selfishness. They pray beyond their own will. They pray. They just pray. Ask the Lord for rain. We're trying to make money. Make the money. I mean, this is money at work all over here. But the souls are the biggest investments. The Holy Ghost walking through men. The rain. The rain. George Whitefield in the first great awakening. That man, I mean, Boston back then was said to have about, was it 25,000 people in population? He preached in Boston to 30,000 people. 5,000 more than inhabitants of Boston. Before he starts preaching, he tells people hanging up in places, get down from there, anything can happen to you. And then it starts and unleashes the thing. Yeah. Singers, you need to pray. Preachers, we need to pray. Teachers, we need to pray. The teaching of the word cannot be effective without the soil and, I mean, without the rain of the Spirit. Christian, you need to pray. Just a believer. That rain of the Holy Ghost. That rain of the Holy Ghost. Ask of the Lord rain. Ask ye of the Lord rain. Ask ye of the Lord rain. God, what about me? I have given you eternal life. He that has the Son has life. Billy Graham, some of you might know how, you might have seen how we enjoy, you know, with Gloria Copeland on TV. When, you know, KGB was still up in Russia, they would sneak Bibles in. How would a pretty young woman back then be doing smuggling of Bible? It was a calling. Don't sit down and become a Lagos Christian. There's a missionary somewhere inside you. There's a missionary somewhere inside you. There's a missionary somewhere inside you. Don't become a Lagos Christian. Wherever you find yourself, remind yourself like Esther, I am here for such a time as this. I'm here for such a time as this. For missionaries, wherever we find ourselves, for missionaries, and we ask for aid, we unleash the river and we drink from the well. Healing is in my well. If I need to come from yours, I'll get it. I'll agree with you. You agree with me. Direction is in my well. Counsel in the heart of man is as deep water. A man of understanding will draw it out. But if I need from yours, we pray together, you give me a word from God. Say, it's all right, I drink from your well, you drink from mine. Oh, we unleash the river. 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 Come out from your belly will flow rivers. Rivers, 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 rivers. Words of knowledge, words of wisdom, tongues and interpretation of tongues, gifts of healing, workings of faith and miracles, discerning of spirits, prophecy, you just flow like a mighty river. You don't sing in church and bless on that, then go home and get depressed. No, you drink from your well. The Spirit is on you to minister to them. The word is in you to minister to you. And then the rain is beyond us. Ola kabosa mana kaboro kusisho kiemele kedos. Meke boro kuduso mene kese. Kena mamba ragadas. Kena lo preno kuduso. Meno namboro kuduso kieke rosa basa. Meke lo lo kuduso mene kieke dono kosi kiemele kedos. Let it rain. It's the rain of the Spirit. It's the rain of your presence. Oh, it rains. You drink from your well. You unleash the river. You ask for the rain. John Lake, walking in the office, he walked in. He said, after a while, when he saw a client, all he saw was his soul. All he saw was his soul. He would start ministering to them and prophesying to them. But because he was making so much money, he had made so much money for the company, he said, you guys, let me go. He said, no, I'm going to keep you. So believe us, it's not strong. But let the river flow. Someone can come to buy back from you, have asthma. Came to you to buy back, came with asthma, left with asthma. For you are the temple of the Holy Ghost. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Did the person come to buy back, or what if God sent the presence again to you? Jesus could have said the woman came to draw water. It's not water, let her draw and go. But it's not beyond the drawing of water. It's not beyond the drawing of water. Then he went to the city and said to the man, come and see a man that told me everything. He unlocked the river. He unlocked the river. He unlocked the river. He unlocked the river. In you is the word of knowledge for someone. In you, in you, in you, in you, in you. In you. Hey! Shatakamu Satalabaya. Elabo Samako Nogoshigala. It becomes a mighty river. You know, Pastor Deboye's river, nations are drinking from it. But it started. And then it kept on going. Kept on going. There are mighty rivers in this place. But you have to step. Step. And keep going. How? By the Spirit. There will be legitimate things, but they are distractions. They legitimately take us away from that place of prayer. Even in ministry, administration could be that. So Peter in Acts 6 says, we can't be serving tables. And serving of tables looks like humility. Pastor is one giving out the food. Pastor is very humble. But Peter says it has gotten to a point now where we can't do this. Because we're going to lose the key assignment, prayer, and the ministry of the word. Oh, can it be Hagin's river of truth? Till now, like Bishop Odebo said, can it Hagin, though dead, yet speaketh? His books are fresh. His old teachings are still fresh. Ah! Oh! Well, it was because he did not dam up the flow of that river. He didn't dam it up. Hagin said he preached prosperity when he had a hole in one pocket and a dime in another. Meaning he allowed circumstances to affect the river. He had to keep drinking and learn how to prosper. But he was a blessing to people. Oh, but I'm not married yet. Let someone be blessed by you. Oh, but this happened. Let someone be blessed. Oh, allow me drink from your river. But you, let's take a deeper walk with the Spirit. Let's go. Let's step. One step. One step. One step. Let's move from uncle level where we bless a few people. We bless people. We're happy. People tell us that the power. Yay! I lay hands. Yay! There's a time you cannot lay hands. There's a time you cannot lay hands. When you are preaching to people in a stadium, you cannot lay hands. And you speak and the power hits everybody there. Alright, then when you have secluded meetings, or you know, you can lay hands on a few. But tell you how you do it. When you speak on TV and people are watching you in nations and they are falling under the power. And now you are walking by satellite and it's not the I think Bluetooth has to be close to you. Zenda, I have to be close to you. Wi-Fi, I must be in your radius. But satellite is somewhere and it's beaming. And it's beaming. And it's beaming. But it might start small. Oh, don't despise the days of little beginning. Give attention to the river.
Give attention to it. Thank you, Lord. 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 Let me put that mic on. Thank you. That's the mic. Yes. Glory. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Why don't you lift your hands to us? If I'm out in the spirit, I'm going. If I'm out in the distance of you, if I'm out in the
Yeah.
You know, and back then we just had Holy Ghost meetings and birthday parties. You know, I think Spirit was MC, I guess. Yeah. We had one leaders meeting. We came there late. I came much later. You know, and Spirit was telling me, they prayed about it. I was keeping it for you, but you know, guys, you must pray again. I remember we danced this song, Kirk Franklin. So stopped it, and all I could say was, "Let us pray." English couldn't come out again. Then I said again, "Let us pray." English couldn't come out again. Then someone started giggling. Another person picked it. You know, then one of my friends, Roshala, he just walked up to one of the people giggling and just went, that man just went, boom, boom. We're there for like 2 hours. We hardly touched anybody. Maybe a few. All chances, all sorts. I mean, it was beautiful. All right. But there was this lady. She sat on the table in one corner as if anything we were doing was not her business. We're there like 2 hours. People kept on telling her the Holy Ghost said it was going to get you, blah, blah, blah. Then we're going to walk them home. So it was myself. Oh, praise God. So if it was myself, brush your lap. So I think we all had to sit because it was late. Let's want the ladies to wear, they'll be fine. So we're walking these ladies home. Who's not there? The people, the other one, who wasn't connected to what we're doing. Like somebody blew a whistle. Who's not hit the floor? People took off running. We had to run after her to catch her. The same person who throughout the meeting behaved like, what's all this? Someone is going to take off running. Something in this scriptural Bible said when Elijah prayed and saw the hand of a man come up from the clouds, hand like cloud like hand. Then he told Ahab, "I hear the sound of abundance of rain." I told Ahab, "Stop running, get on your chariot and run." Bible said the hand of the Lord came upon Elijah, he girt up his cloth. And then he outran the king's chariot. Then they run it. Some people will run physically in the next few minutes. But listen, it will have impact in the things that concern you. When you think you have been backward. Sometimes you run by faith. But every case will be by faith. There will be the catching up of the Holy Ghost. We will succeed. Sometimes you begin this thing in the flesh. Then you end up in the spirit. Oh, but there is an outpouring. There's an outpouring. Ministry gifts have been stirred up. Stirred up. Gifts, spiritual gifts are stirred in the house. Spiritual gifts. The power of God is being felt afresh by people here tonight. Burning sensations in your hands, your leg, your back, your neck. Burning sensations. Things are happening to you here. It is stirring! 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 It's stirring! Thank you. On the program, I put 7:30. But we're almost done. You've left something to sustain you. But there's a song in someone's heart. There's a song of victory. 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 If you sense the song rising, sing your own song. But there's a song of victory. The devil tried silencing your voice. He tried making you feel a failure and that nothing good will come out of you. But you can start by saying it. Then if the song comes, sing it. If it doesn't come with melody, no problem, keep saying it. But you're not a failure. Who is he that overcomes the world? But he that believeth. And that's you. In that newness. You will walk in that freshness. Newness in the things that concern you. Freshness in the things that concern you. Roads that seemed narrow and confusing will suddenly become clear. Journeys that seemed tiring, there will be strength. For there is a newness of vision, a newness of joy, a newness. Oh, and I see people in clusters hereafter rejoicing, and in that rejoicing, I see one saying, "See what God did." Another says, "See what I've become." Another says, "See, this has happened." Oh, everybody says there is a newness. Because it is a newness. New utterance. New levels of revelation. New vistas for ministry. New sense of direction. There is a newness. For my spirit makes all things new. All things new. All things, all things, all things. To him that has been weary, there is strength. There's no need to give up anymore. There's no need to quit. Because there is strength. There's no need to faint. Because there is strength. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Wow.
Wow. Thank you, Lord. 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 Hold on, Master. Come on. And I'm awesome. You want to say something? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Cry no more. Victory is here. 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 Instead of crying, laugh. Instead of crying, shout. Instead of crying, dance. Don't cry no more. Victory is here.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus Christ sessions to joy sessions. That's how you partake of that river. There is a river that makes glad the secret. You had that speech. And there is a river that makes glad.
Lord. Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
That depression goes now.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
That's the fight of. We take a captive now.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus, that frustration, we call it a way out of this land. In the name of Jesus. Like it.
Praise, praise, praise. Not just lift your hands and praise, lift your hands. Don't clap. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Alright. So the story I told you earlier. You're actually leaving this place differently from your cave. Wow. So we have to close. Yeah. But I think it's been good to have been here today. Do you think so? But don't forget, cry no more. Victory is here. Cry no more. Instead of crying, laugh. Instead of crying, shout. Instead of crying, yeah. If the people around you won't understand, go into your bedroom, go into the restroom. See that you can. So I'm looking forward to when we'll be able to do morning session, afternoon session, evening session. I look forward to it. But don't forget, drink from your well. Let the river flow. Actually, praise God. Glory to God. Some of you need to sing out your spouses. Just sing. Or laugh out your. Just laugh. Laugh out your baby. Laugh out your husband. Laugh. For the joy of the Lord is our strength. Tis I will rejoice. Yeah, sometimes you can put on popular praise and worship and just dance. Just dance, just dance. Just dance. Just rejoice. Just rejoice. But learn to switch many times from the known to the unknown. Don't always sing songs you know. Haven't sang that for a while. There's one that is coming out that you've never sang before. Let it come. Don't always stop at what others have sung. It's not bad, but don't stop it. There's more. Praise God. Oh, I believe everybody registered. Please, if you didn't, please do, if you still can. So I think you were given a pen when you registered. The website of the ministry is on that pen. So visit the website. We have about 200 messages there free. I know some people have finished the messages already. We're printing up more. We're editing at the moment. We should work faster. But there's a media side and there's a podcast side. So just go to everything and listen free. Basic information, I think it's media. Follow on social media. Please follow on YouTube. Please. Follow on YouTube. There's a series called Word Up. We've uploaded 6 right now. 7 and 8 yet to be. No, 5. 6 and 7. It'll be awesome. So please follow me. Follow me on YouTube. Follow, subscribe. Alright. If you want to give, the account details will be on the screen. If you want to give cash, maybe the ushers will get to you soon. But you could have the account details. So that, but while I ask you to register, there's an information that will be passed across. So the next physical influence of the Spirit might be like maybe November. Maybe November. if it's not November, then it might be 2022. but maybe November. There's an assignment that would not allow me physically to stand here physically. But my weight is strange. But there's an assignment. Let's carry the river everywhere. Okay? There's an assignment. How do we see the assignment? So we'll communicate via email. So please register. You get a lot of updates. Interestingly, the email thing will get more interesting hereafter. There's a lot to say via email. A lot of updates you need to catch up with via email. So please, and please open the mails when you get them. Once you see Lyria Nottingham Ministry, just open the email. A lot of goodies, updates, and all of that will be there. Wow. It's been good to have you here tonight, right? I appreciate pastors and ministry people who, I mean, it's Sunday evening, I value everybody's time and attention, and there's something to Kuna. Yeah, cool something. Wow, glory to God. I've made every announcement, yeah. So social media, we're giving. You ever get brochure? Yes. No. Looks like it. No. Is at the back? Maybe on their way out. Maybe on the way out. All right, so let's do this. Please stand to your feet. Was it good tonight? Glory to God. Can we rejoice one more time? Don't forget, there's that switch between they told me to teach in church. And then the mechanic said that your car is not working. Our dad is busy with Bill. Give me a account, he's smiling. And really, listen, it might always be, but don't lose your cool. Start from there. Is that okay? Don't lose your cool. Even when you're losing it, even when you've lost it, mechanic, pull it back. Can you do that? Pull it back. Lord, you supply my need. I have direction. Pull it back. Don't lose your cool. Wow. All right, now lift your hands again. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the rain. Thank you for the river. Thank you for the well. Thank you for the well from which we drink, from which we are to drink and be satisfied. Thank you for the river by which we bless men. Thank you for the massive move of your Spirit that we would never be the same. Never ever. As a goal, let me ask you to do something. But let me put a caveat now. If on your way you sense in your heart to say something to somebody, go ahead. But if something is said to you, please judge it. Is that simple enough? But if on your way you sense you have said something, go ahead. But when something is said, judge it. Is that right? Judging the prophecy is not judging the prophesier. You're not judging the person. You're just checking. But learn to, I have something I thought I should share with you. When you stood there, I thought something came to my heart. Now, those of us that are usually proficient with this is where we're spoiled. We usually just want to be sharing word for everybody. Sometimes you know something and the Holy Ghost doesn't ask you to say. So you keep quiet. Alright? You keep quiet. Sometimes even when a tongue is given and you have interpretation, you might know I'm not to give it, I just have it. Someone else should give it. Just hold on. But I just thought I'd say that. I think someone has a word for someone. Somebody has something for someone. So on the way out, say that word to you. Someone has a word for somebody. Give it. Now, part of judging, you could receive a prophecy and the time is not yet, so it doesn't make sense to you. Put it on the shelf. It could make sense 10 years later. Then pull it back. Alright? So even if the first one is correct, second one is correct, and the third one sounds funny, don't jump on the third one. You have 2 years old. It's correct. You have 3 siblings. Correct. So God said, go and bring your money and give it to me. Not correct. You understand? So don't, because first 2, 3 are correct, you jump for the rest. You judge it. It's that simple. Thank you, Lord. It's been a great time. Much more than what was said or seen here today. I know there's been a mighty, mighty unction released upon everyone here and everyone watching and listening. Thank you, because there's a newness. There is victory. There is an overflow. We receive all that you've done. The ones we've noticed, the ones we don't even know yet. We thank you for the workings behind the scenes. Thank you for everyone. Everyone working, media, OSHA, everybody doing everything to make this work. Everybody who's giving, who gave, who will give. Thank you. Because there is a reward. Thank you. Thank you because we enjoy mighty harvest. Thank you because we move from faith to faith, from victory to victory. We give you praise. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right, love you. Thank you.